Season 9, Episode 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, you can contact me with any of your email questions at wright.todd@yahoo.com. We're presented by Hooters for the 8th straight year, specific to the original Hooters brand, originalhooters.com, to find the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. There are currently 11 locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. I am known to do fantasy events or frequent locations such as the one closest to Raymond James Stadium on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry, the 4th Street North location, a few miles south of Gandy Boulevard in St. Petersburg, and recently I've been making my way to the John's Pass location over Madeira Beach, Treasure Island, because Tony Metzler is now the store manager there, and he has always been a fantasy football player, a golfer, and a big supporter of mine. But there's just, of course, the original location on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater, where Tony, at a time where he was working out of that location, hosted one of our events late last season, an actual watch party event. So there's 4 of them. There's 7 more, and probably more to come with originalhooters.com. For easy online ordering, remember their newest flavor for wings is mango habanero. Somebody tell me how it is, because it's a little too much heat for me. So I'm not someone to judge something that is not my palate. But I know some people really like heat in their wings. This combines a unique flavor with the heat. I'd love to hear about it. I am a Daytona style snob. Hooters, 11 locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area, and thanks for continuing to support the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast in my continuing quest to offer only free fantasy content and play. Again, email wright.todd@yahoo.com, wright.todd@yahoo.com. We've been following a theme this year on the podcast of sort of this or that. So along that theme, I'm taking one player, and it's basically yes or no, risk or reward. Because when I was recently doing a podcast and talking about the next running backs to come off the board, after we addressed for the second straight year, McCaffrey, number one overall, or someone else, as in a wide receiver. All this done in previous podcasts. Remember, we're up to episode 5. If you missed anything, just go back and listen to all these things that I'm referencing. When I talked about, we did the Breece or Bijan, this or that, as the second running back off the board based on current data from hundreds of fantasy drafts provided for free that you can look at as well at fantasyfootballcalculator.com. And as I look at that data up to date as of the time of this broadcast, I still see Breece at RB2. Bijan at RB3, second and third running backs off the board. And then what I see with the third running back off the board was something I didn't even mention when I was talking about others. Because you have people like me who did not have the ROI on the draft picks invested and making those two my starters in a league last year. I ended up trading both because of my frustration to try to improve my team. I didn't, but those two weren't going to get me anywhere. So when I talked about others, I threw out other options, and I left one out that actually the data says is the most likely one that's next off the board behind Breece and Bijan at the running back position. So in the spirit of this or that, it is Taylor or pass. That's pretty much what you're going to have a decision on as it relates to Jonathan Taylor. Now, for some of you, you haven't really thought about this guy. He's only 25 years old. But there are more question marks about Jonathan Taylor as a first-round fantasy draft pick than anyone else projected right now as a first-round fantasy draft pick. Right now, in a 12-team league, the data says McCaffrey, Hill, Hall, Robinson, Chase, Taylor, Barkley, Jefferson, Amon-Ra, AJ, Kyren, there's some question marks there, Gibbs, and Garrett Wilson. Taylor has more question marks than any of those. He could answer most or all of those questions with a healthy, distraction-free, productive season. The talent and the age still suggest that. A couple years ago, 2021, when he was one of the best running backs in football, I still remember my great friend Dave Wirth, who Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famer, Spectrum News contributor with me, longtime newsman in Tampa Bay. Dave had Taylor, rode him significantly in that year of touchdown streaks to a phenomenal regular season record. And then I did beat Dave in the semifinals. I had also beaten Dave in the regular season. Dave may have only lost a few games at all that entire year, but I beat him twice, and I went on to win that particular league's fantasy championship in 2021. That's the last time Taylor has been a worthwhile starting running back in fantasy football, and we're talking the big picture. We're talking the set it and forget it, which if you're going to draft a guy in the first round, that's what you want. Honestly, you want that out of any running back you select that is going to be your RB1. Best case scenario, you want it out of your top two because you don't want to worry about either one of them. You only want to replace them on bye weeks. You don't want to worry about injuries. You don't want to worry about their workload. You don't want to worry about other things going on with their team. There's a lot going on with Jonathan Taylor. Via free information I'm looking at from draftsharks.com. And I think it's interesting. I'll just read what they wrote because I like attribution. I've never quoted draftsharks.com. But here's what they write. So this takes my biases out of it. Bottom line, Taylor dealt with multiple injuries last season, but still was effective on the ground with five RB1 performances. As the focal point of the offense, Taylor's talent was able to overcome defenses keying in on him. He hasn't played a game with Anthony Richardson yet. So there is still some unknown of how Taylor will work with the young QB. The Steichen offense also leaves questions about Taylor's pass game usage. Draft Sharks does go on to say Taylor's talent will win out and he should be a rock solid RB1. Richardson being a quarterback could open up rushing lanes as well for even more efficiency. What we learned last year, Draft Sharks says, and I'm going to highlight just a few things here. Remember, missed the first four rehabbing high ankle sprain, missed last three due to torn ligament in his thumb. Those three for many of you. Last game of regular season around or basically fantasy playoffs. Total of 741 rushing yards, ranked 29th among all running backs, 19 catches, ranked 50th. Ranked 23rd among all ball carriers in rushing success rate at 49.1%. Played 69% of the Colts' offensive snaps last season. His per-game averages in his 10 games played were below his career average. Carries, rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, targets, catches, receiving yards, receiving touchdowns. Taylor was a fairly effective runner still. Among 51 running backs with 90-plus carries last year, 29th Pro Football Focus rushing grade, 20th in Pro Football Focus elusive rating, 17th in Next Gen Stats rush yards over expected attempt. What to expect in 2024? They say the Colts are expected to perform similarly to last season, tied for the second highest win total in the AFC South, obviously behind the Texans at 8.5 wins on most sports books. Nothing on the depth chart. Trey Sermon with the likely number two there, who was a disaster with the San Francisco 49ers. And believe what, had a brief stop in Philly because the Niners just couldn't use him. Very disappointed by Sermon. Evan Hull and Tyler Goodson. I think I've heard something about Goodson, but when Taylor had that big season in 2021, a lot has happened since then. They have a new coach. They have a new young quarterback who we're not sure can stay on the field. We're not really sure what he can do. We're just sure Richardson's a phenomenal athlete. Taylor's a great athlete. But there are so many questions here. And also, let me introduce that they haven't played a game together. So let's say Taylor 100% healthy, Richardson 100% healthy. It's a goal-to-go situation inside the five. There's a real chance Richardson is as much of a threat to keep the ball and score that touchdown than simply turn around and hand it to Taylor, as Aaron Rodgers likely will in New York with Breece Hall, as Kirk Cousins likely will in Atlanta, presumably with Arthur Smith gone, to Bijan Robinson, and on from there. We're not implying that Richardson is going to be the guy the way Jalen Hurts is the guy on the 1 or the 2 yard line. But he could be. It's because of his legs, because of his makeup, he will take scoring opportunities away from Taylor more so than the previous quarterbacks that, and it's been a heck of a rotation ever since Andrew Luck that the Colts have had in Indianapolis. The chances of another injury, just also from Draft Sharks, when you go to Jonathan Taylor's injury guide, big red box, very high risk. Very high risk. Again, another question mark around this particular player. So I think you have enough reasons to not do it. At least I do. I have enough reasons not to do it. While the Colts have one of the best offensive linemen in the National Football League, who's been playing at the guard position for quite some time right now, their other offensive linemen don't exactly fly off the page when you hear about the top tackles, top centers, or top unit in the NFL. That doesn't help Richardson. That doesn't help Taylor. That doesn't help the Colts. So a lot of question marks here. Do you really want to take on all those questions with the first player you choose for your fantasy team this year? Or would you rather look elsewhere. Because you're gonna have likely plenty of choices at running back, wide receiver in that first round available to you. At some point, if Taylor falls down boards, and I think he will, okay, I'm just going to talk about my own leagues. Now, we don't draft until the Labor Day weekend, literally days before the first game. But I don't, when I look at the data right now and I see Jonathan Taylor as the third running back off the board and the sixth player picked overall, I don't think I'll see that in either one of my leagues. One of my personal league players might be hearing this right now and they may be like, well, Todd, you're wrong. I'm the guy. Okay. But considering Taylor's missed almost as many games as he's played the last couple of years. It's been injuries. It's been distractions. He hasn't played a game with Richardson. He put up those huge numbers under the Frank Reich era run offense. This is the Shane Steichen run offense. He came from Philadelphia where they rotate backs. It's not just one. They've been rotating backs for quite some time in Philadelphia. It's a question mark now over Saquon Barkley's head. Do they do that, or is Barkley the talent that they've never really had recently, so they don't have to do that as much? You have to decide. Too many question marks, or you have enough answers to make that you're going to get a return on your investment in Jonathan Taylor. Because ask anyone who's had him the last 2 years, and they have it. Now, I don't believe Taylor was highly drafted last year because of the question marks. They were big ones. He did miss the beginning of the season, but here he is back in the first round mix with more question marks, in my opinion, than any other projected first-round fantasy draft pick. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, 11 Tampa Bay area locations to serve you. Visit originalhooters.com for easy online ordering. We'll talk to you next time.